Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Productivity Apps That Save Side Hustlers Hours Each Week. Now let's dive in. Here's what I see happening to entrepreneurs everywhere. You wake up with fire in your belly, ready to build something meaningful, but within 30 minutes, you're drowning. You're checking Slack, then Trello, then switching to Notion, then remembering something in Todoist. Before you know it, 2 hours have vanished into the digital ether. You feel busy, but you haven't actually built anything. Most side hustlers are managing 12 different apps daily, and research shows it takes 23 minutes to refocus after each switch. Think about that. Every time you jump from your project management tool to your note-taking app, you're paying a 23-minute tax on your focus. That's not productivity. That's self-sabotage disguised as organization. Here's what I've learned after working with hundreds of entrepreneurs. You don't need more tools. You need the right 3 tools. Every successful side hustle operates on 3 core functions. Capture, where you gather ideas and tasks. Process, where you manage projects and workflows, and connect, where you communicate with clients and collaborators. That's it. Everything else is digital clutter. Let me share my own wake-up call. Last year, I counted 18 different apps on my phone that I used for work. 18. I had Trello for client projects, Todoist for personal tasks, 3 different note-taking apps, because each had 1 feature I liked. I was spending entire mornings just checking updates across platforms instead of actually building my consulting practice. So I did an experiment. I deleted everything except 3 apps: Notion for capture, Calendly for scheduling, and Gmail for communication. The first week felt like digital withdrawal. I kept reaching for deleted apps, convinced I was missing something critical. But by week 3, something magical happened. My morning routine went from 90 minutes of app hopping to 15 minutes of focused planning. I recovered 15 hours per week. That quarter, my revenue jumped 40% because I was finally working on my business instead of managing my tools. Here's your assignment. Right now, write down every app you used yesterday for work. Circle only the 3 that directly help you make money or serve customers better. Delete or hide everything else for 1 week. Don't worry about losing data, just remove access. Track how many times you reach for those deleted apps. That number reveals how addicted you've become to digital distraction. Remember this, your tools should amplify your focus, not fragment it. The most successful entrepreneurs I know use fewer apps, not more. They understand that clarity comes from subtraction, not addition. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.